Bedford, New York. It's an affluent town almost 80 kilometers north of New York City. American celebrities like Martha Stewart and Ralph Lauren live nearby. Now another big name, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, is making news here. Mr. Gaddafi pitched his tent on Donald Trump's property in Bedford and caused a stir. It was not a camping tent, but a ceremonial tent for receiving guests.
As long as it doesn't affect the rest of the town, it's, you know, okay with me.
But officials in the town expressed outrage. The town issued a stop work order on the tent, claiming legal permits were not obtained. Town Attorney Joel Sachs said he was just enforcing the law.
I think this entire situation came as a total surprise to the town.
The Trump Organization says the property was leased on a short-term basis to Middle Eastern partners who may or may not have a relationship to Mr. Gaddafi. A company spokesman said Trump asked the tenant occupying the property to remove the tent, and the tenant complied. The Libyans first asked to pitch the tent in New York's Central Park, but that was denied. Mr. Gaddafi then tried the New Jersey suburb of Inglewood, where Libya owns this estate. Earlier this month, the mayor's response was hostile.
I don't want him on your soil. I don't want him sleeping in my city.
Many Americans are angry at Mr. Gaddafi's welcome home of the only person convicted in the 1988 Pan Am bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland. Abdelbaset al-Megrahi was released by Scottish authorities on compassionate grounds because he has terminal cancer. 38 of the 270 people who died in Lockerbie came from New Jersey. A judge ordered crews in Inglewood to stop renovations outside the building, saying they violated building regulations. Mr. Gaddafi then chose Bedford. The Libyan government has not commented on the most recent dispute. Mr. Gaddafi may now have to pitch his tent somewhere else if he insists on a tent. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.